Now we come to the prohibition of the new man. There is the negative side of the believer's life. And I think this is important to see today. There is not enough emphasis right now on this. We talk about all of this new morality, which is nothing in the world but just old sin. And there's a liberty in Christ, but it's not license to sin by any means. And there is the negative side. So we're going to see that there are some prohibitions. And I'll be very frank again, and let me say this. I can't find anywhere here where it says a woman is not to use makeup. I don't know. I'm not hipped on that. But I do want to say that I've been with a group for years that judged a great many women by the amount of makeup that they use. And I used to have a great deal of fun when teaching and kidding these young people, and many of these girls think they were spiritual, come in with disheveled hair and no makeup on. They look like they're a walking zombie. And I think some of them were just about that, by the way. And I used to tell them when they'd ask the question, should a girl use makeup? And I'd said, well, I'll tell you one thing. Some of you'd look better with it. And I think a Christian ought to look the best he can, but he ought not to be painted up like a barber pole. There are prohibitions, but that just doesn't happen to be one of them. And we need to recognize that there is the power of negative thinking. We've had too much of the power of positive thinking. We need a little of the power of negative thinking. I have a sermon on that, by the way. And if you ever stopped to think, the Garden of Eden, that was the only kind of thinking there was in the Garden of Eden, and it was a garden, remember? Thou shalt not eat of that tree. That's negative, and it's the only thing that was there. And then you come to the Ten Commandments. They're very negative, but very good. And now there's some negative thinking. Here's prohibition of the new man. Verse 17, this then I say and testify, that is, I solemnly declare in the Lord, that ye walk no longer, as also the Gentiles walk, in the vanity, the emptiness of illusion of your mind, having been darkened in the understanding, that is, in your moral perception. Don't go for the new morality. Being alienated from the life of God through the ignorance which is in them, through the hardness of their hearts, who as being past feeling, cease from feeling pain, have given themselves over to uncleanness, lasciviousness, to a working of all uncleanness and greediness and covetousness. Now Paul returns at this juncture to the practical aspect of the believer's walk. Now will you notice? Listen to him. He had introduced it in those first three verses, but he was detoured by the instruction of the subject of the unity of the church. Now he gives a picture of the lives of Gentiles and the lives of the Ephesians before conversion. He told about their position. You remember back in chapter 2, you were way off, strangers, without hope and without God, but they were also living in sin. This is their picture. Now, this is a graphic picture of the lost man today. That is, what he does. And there are four aspects of the walk of the Gentiles that illustrate the absolute futility and insane purpose of the life of the lost man. That you not walk as Gentiles in the vanity of their mind. Now, notice that. The vanity of their mind means the empty illusion of the life that thinks their satisfaction in sin. Oh, how many people? How many? And I feel so sorry for many of these young people that have taken on the new morality. One girl said to me, two abortions, murdered two babies, not married. What a life. That's not life, my friend. That's awful. That's terrible. And the Gentiles walk that way, the lost people. They walk in the vanity of their mind, an empty illusion of life. That it's great to drink cocktails. And a woman said to me who's become an alcoholic, she started listening to the program. She's right now fighting a battle to be delivered from alcohol. And she's accepted Christ the best she can, but she can't leave the bottle alone. May I say to you, she says, oh, how tragic it was to think it was so smart and sophisticated to drink cocktails. How tragic. And the second thing, having been darkened in the understanding. Why, the lost man has lost his perception of moral values. And that's exactly what the new morality is. No perception of it. And then the third, being alienated from the life of God through the ignorance that's in them. Now, what a picture of mankind today. He thinks he's living. And one man told me, said he spent $75 one night, he and his wife in a nightclub. What to do? Have a good time. That's expensive good time, and let me tell you, fun time. And you have to pay like that and go through all of that to have a good time? You're alienated from the life of God and certainly dead in trespasses and sin. Now here's the fourth. Who, as being past feeling, have given themselves over to uncleanness, to a working of all uncleanness in covetousness. Now this continuance in this state of moral ineptitude, it brings them down to the level where they have no feeling of wrongdoing. And there are a lot of folk like that today. They're apathetic. The resultant condition is to plunge further into immorality and lasciviousness. And this vicious cycle will finally lead them to a desire to even deeper sin. If you paint the town red tonight, you've got to have a bigger bucket and a bigger brush for tomorrow night. The meaning is to covet the very depths of immorality. Now, men in sin are never satisfied with sin. They become abandoned to sin. Now, this is what it means in Romans. God gave them up. You can reach the place, my friend, where you are an abandoned sinner.